Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. September the 16th, clothed with righteousness.
All this week, Derek considers the subject of compassion, God's compassion and our compassion. Today he explains how compassion for the poor and oppressed is ultimately God's compassion and not ours. In a moment we're going to hear Job's testimony of the way he lived. God himself bore testimony to Job that he was a righteous man. These words have gripped me so much that I can hardly get beyond them.
Job chapter 29, verses 11 to 16. When the ear heard, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw, then it approved me. Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless and the one who had no helper. The blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and I searched out the case that I did not know.
Isn't it remarkable that Job's righteousness wasn't his own? There's no self-righteousness anywhere in the Bible. Job said, I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. He was clothed with a righteousness that he had received from God by faith. This was the outworking of his righteousness. The poor, the widows, and the fatherless are the objects of God's compassion. These are the people whom God has in mind when he speaks about righteousness. The widows, the fatherless, the poor, the blind and the lame. We can measure how much of God's righteousness we have by looking at the way we relate to these types of people. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you care so much. I proclaim that the poor, the widow, and the fatherless are the objects of God's compassion, and they must be recipients of my compassion as well. As a father has compassion on his children, so God has compassion on me. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.